I have never prayed you before. I have no tongue for it. No one, not even you, will remember if we were good men or bad. Why we fought or why we died. No. All that matters is the truth to the many. That's what's important. Our Lord, please, you, Crom. So grant me one request. Grant me revenge. And if you do not listen, then the hell with you.
Well, hello and welcome to episode number 55 of Sean Hammer. I'm kind of like on schedule, so I'm going to give it one more a week or two for the contest. So if you want to win a knuckle duster tightrope walker and a Netheria book from Malifaux, just send me a picture of one of your Malifaux painted models or crews, and I'm going to pick which one I like the best. Alright, so let's get off of that. Let's go on to what I've been doing. I've been painting like freaking crazy. I got Kaladi's crew done. I finished up my Ironsides crew. I'm finishing up the odds and ends for my Molly crew with the horrors and bells. Ordering stuff eventually for my Karai crew. And I've come to the realization that I have too many Malifaux crews, but oh well. And I've come to the fact that I'm running out of places to put the painted models. So this is a problem I've never had before. I'm also assembling the Colette crew. And, I got a bid on some translucent red Corphy, which I'm going to make my duet. Some nice resin bases for them. They're painted ass models put together, and they're really daunting, so hopefully I can make them look good. I bought the limited edition performer, which I'm going to make the ice dancer, so I got to find a way to get a card for that. So I don't know if anyone's got any ideas, let me know. Other than that, I've done nothing but play some Heroclix with my buddy Glenn. And what that is it. That's all I've done. But let's go over today's episode. I'm going to go over a master that really just does not do it for me. I'm going to pick a master from each faction that, I'm not saying they're bad, you may love them. I just don't see myself playing them. I don't get it. And it doesn't mean that the whole crew is really bad. I just don't think the master fits my playstyle. And this week I bring you Marcus. This is Arcanist Master. He's the Beast Master. I just don't feel him. I know Eric Johns loves the guy. And he does have a lot of utility. And he's really great because he can pick other pieces, beast models from throughout the Malifaux game, but I'm just not feeling it. My theory is I'm kind of like a stickler in my own mind. Nothing has said this, and no one by any means is my own opinion. Guild should be, I guess, shooty, but you're cowboy, you're enforced. I don't know. But I'm going through and picking a master from each faction that I just don't really see myself playing. I just don't like that master in particular. So his crew, even though there might be models in it that's good, probably you'll never see me playing that master. And for Arcanist, it's Marcus. I can tell you what, for Gremlins is going to be somebody teach Jones. I really don't like him. But anyway, let's get on to Marcus. He's the Beast Master. He can bring out it's good utility model, I guess. He can bring out, use beasts from any other faction. So he can, you know, base his force and strategies and schemes out pretty good, picking from different models throughout the different factions. Let's go over his card. I'll go over, probably, I think, what comes in the box set. This is how I'll cover these. So, in the box set, we have Marcus, Miranda, Jackalope, Kojo, Razor Tooth Rattler, and a Cerebus Sabertooth? I think is the last one. So that's how we'll cover these ones. I really don't feel, because, like I said, you can't really down on the Minions because the Master's not your favorite. But let's see. Marcus has a defense 5, 6 willpower, 12 wounds, 5 walk, 8 charge, and he's height 2. So he got a cash of 4. He's got a defense trigger, defend me, after an attack action from enemy model succeeds against his model. Target a beast within 3 inches, and this model suffers the effects of the attack. So he's like pushing his guys under the bus. He's unimpeded, so he ignores penalties to severe terrain when moving. He's got Call of the Wild. Crews containing this model may hire beasts regardless of their faction. And Accomplice. After this model ends its activation, a friendly model within 6 inches can immediately take this chain activation. For his attack actions, he's got the Shillelagh. It's a 2-2-4 damage with a tome for a trigger. It's got Primal Awakening. This allows him, after damaging the target, gains the following condition at end of turn. Primal. This model gains the beast characteristics. Now, from my reading, it's pretty good because he can do shit against other things with beasts. So if he makes your person a beast, he can kind of like pseudo-control them and have you work against them. Now he's got attack action alpha, a casting of 7 with the tome, needing 15 in the tome and mask. Range 8, target beast activates immediately after this model's activation ends. This model's controls the target during this activation. The activation does not count as the target's activation for this turn, but does count as the chain activation for this model's crew. Whew, that was wordy. So there you go, a beast mind control. He's got 0 attack actions, and this guy here, he doesn't have any tactical actions, at least that's on his card. He's got the Tharzi's Chant. Target beast receives the following condition to end the turn, Fury. This model receives a +2 attack duels, Receives a plus flip on the attack duels and damage flips and negative on defense duels. So, you could probably go ahead and... This is 0 attack action. Primal Awakening will do 1. Alpha. Yeah, so you gotta break it up a little bit. He's got Law of Meat for his last attack action. Range of 12. The target gains the following condition to end the turn. Prey. This model may not take charge actions. While this model is engaged in melee, it may only take walk actions. So, aesthetics of the model, not really caring for him. I like my anarchist magic users and steam fitters. So I think that's what belongs to him. I know the magic, beast magic is one thing, but... just not feeling it for my own personal thing. I think Marcus is, I don't like him. His henchman is Miranda, which happens to be McMorning's niece. She's got defense 7, 6 willpower, 7 wounds, 6 walk, 7 charge, height 2. She got Huntress, her ability, so friendly beast besides this model, within 3 inches, gain +2 defense flips. She got Wicked, so she's going to be damage you on disengaging strikes. That's one of my favorite things. Accomplice, so after this model ends activation, friendly model within 6 may immediately activate its chain action. Activation, so that's pretty nice. It doesn't require you be a beast or anything. Her attack action, she is a Cobra Fang, which is 2-3-5 damage, and the model gains poison 1. And that's it for attack actions. She's got a couple tactical actions. She's got Primal Flame, which heals the beast 1-2-3 damage. Hunting Call allows you to for a friendly beast to take a 1 MI action. And she's got 0 tactical action shape change. Summon an Arcanist beast that is not a master or henchman and a base contact with a model, then sacrifice this model. So, not just swap out. You got some beast models. You don't want Miranda in there. She's like so. I mean, 2-3-5 damage is nothing to sneeze out. Of course, you can use Soul Stones. And she's an okay-looking model. She's a lot... I'm going to say these M2E models for this crew are a lot better looking than the 1.5 models or whatever, the first edition. The Enforcer that comes in the box is an ape. Yep, 8 soul stones, he's a gorilla. He's got defense 5, 5 willpower, 8 walk, 4 charge. Defense 5, 5 willpower, 8 wounds, 4 walk, 6 charge, height 3. He's got hard to kill and unimpeded. He's got a lopping charge. When his mono takes the charge action, you can take a single 2 AP MI attack against action instead of 1. For attack actions, he's got 2. He's got a 1 and a 2. He's got the Ferocious Claws doing 2-3-6 damage with a trigger of a mask, which is flush out after damaging, push the model. This model push the target within 4 inches any direction. He's got Rampage. This is 2 AP attack action. Target suffers 3-5-7 damage with a ram on a trigger for Roar, which allows the damage flip to gain a plus. And with a Tome, he's got Pound the Chest and Howl. After damaging, push the target model within 6 inches directly away from the model. Then this model may be pushed in the base contact with the target. He's got 2 tactical actions. Both are 0. He's got Marked Territory, which is allows you within 3-inch aura. Discard all scheme markers within 3 inches. This model may gain Defense 1 for each scheme marker discarded. He's got Rude Sign Language. Push all enemies within 3-inch pulse directly 4 inches away from his model. So he's throwing poop or flipping off. Who knows? The totem for the Marcus crew is the Jackalope. And he's pretty cute. Jackalope. 2 soul stones. If this crew hires the Jackalope, and if this crew has no Jackalopes in play, when a friendly beast is killed or sacrificed, summon a Jackalope in a base contact with a beast before it's removed from play. And he's insignificant. And he's creepy looking. He's got horns of a 1-1-2 damage. And the attack gets a plus 2 damage if it's made under the result of a charge action. So if you're charging, it's 3-3-4. Yeah. And he's got Leap, which for tactical action 0, this model immediately moves up to its charge, ignoring intervening terrain and models during the move. So if you do hire him and you lose a beast, and you lose stuff, you get Jackalope back. Not too shabby. I mean, for a 2 soulstone model, not bad at all. Next up, let's get to it here. We got the Razor Spine Rattler. 7 soulstones, 6 defense, 5 willpower, 9 wounds, 5 walk, 7 charge, height 2. For his abilities, he's got constrictions, so this model gets a double plus to disengaging strikes. He's terrifying living 11. He's unimpeded, and he's wicked as well. And so that's pretty cool, because now your disengaging strikes get a double plus, and you're doing damage on him, so that's pretty damn cool. He's got Fangs doing 2-3-6 damage, with a mat giving out poison 2, and then with a mask trigger, reposition. Lets you move up 3 inches in any direction after succeeding. He's got 2 tactical actions, Slither. Allows him to move up to 9 inches, ignoring severe terrain during the move, and take 1 AP melee attack action. So it's pretty cool. I think the student of Viscera does similar, so it's pretty cool about to keep the snakes doing the same thing. We have the Sabertooth Cerberus. Let me get to these. Razor Spine Rattlers on 40mm base. The Sabertooth's on a 50. Jackalope is on a 30. The Ape is on a 40. And I'll get to the reason why that matters to me in a bit. On the Sabertooth here is a 9 soulstone creature with a defense 5, 5 willpower, 10 wounds, 5 walk, 7 charge, height 2. He's 3-headed, so this model gains a plus a flip, plus flip to attack and damage when it has 5 or more wounds remaining, so half up. Unimpeded and terrifying 11. Terrifying living 11. He's going to bite your first attack action, which is 3-4-6 damage. If he's got a tome in there, he's going to maul you. So after damaging, take this attack action against the same target. So it doesn't say you can't declare a trigger, so this thing can just keep biting and biting and biting it. So that's pretty damn cool. He's got a leap. He's got stalk. It's a 0 action as well. The model may discard a card. If it does, target enemy model within the line of sight gains the following condition. So this model takes its action against and it's stalked. At the end of the activation, which this model took a walk or charge action, one opposing model with a stalk action may take a walk action that must end its move closest to the model as possible. So there we go. It's pretty, like I said, I don't like Marcus. I don't mind the beasts. I'm not going to go through Marcus's upgrades because I probably should, but I'm not going to play Marcus. There's no pull for me to even mess with him to even say, hey, yeah, let's even read all this stuff. I do like his crew, though. You might see me one day play Miranda as a henchman, leading a crew, and I think the crew is an exceptional value for price. You get three large monsters, a Jackalope, Miranda, and Marcus for in your box set. So it's pretty cool. And the models are not that bad looking. If you any animal lovers out there, members of PETA, might actually, I don't know, might really appeal to them to have a Marcus crew, you know? So that's that. I don't really feel him. Like I said, I like his crew. I don't mind animals. I just don't feel an animal tamer is really the type of master I want to play. So if you got any disagreements with me why Marcus is so great, and I don't want to hear from Eric, because he's already told me, go ahead and shoot me an email, and you can even send me voicemail, voice message, on your email attachment. I'll play it online if you want. If you think I'm wrong and Marcus is the greatest master, let me know what you think. And tell me what I'm missing. Why should a Malifaux player looking at the Arcanist when you got like in the first rule book for M2E, we go through with the masters. We got Ramos, which can summon buttloads of spiders, and he's got the creepy mad scientist like steampunk feel. You have another magic user, but she can blast with ice, and her group is, you know, just all sorts of tricksing and freezing and stuff. What's going to draw a new player to playing, besides the fact that the crew looks good, what's going to draw people to play Marcus? I'm just not getting it. And that's about it. We're going to call this one short today because I just want to go over the crew really quick and tell you why I'm not going to play something. I'm going to do the same with Summer T. Jones. He's my Gremlin master that I don't really like. His crew, I like the Gremlins just fine. I don't like Summer Teeth. I don't know why. Let's see, for Guild, Hoffman. Hoffman is the one I'm going to pick on. I hate that motherfucker bad. Let's see, Neverborn, not really sure. And this is what's kind of crazy. Neverborn is probably going to be Lucius. And I know he's a dual master, but that's it. And my least favorite Rezzer, well, actually, I got my Outcast. I don't like Leviticus. I don't get it. There's enough going on good with Outcast. I don't get Leviticus. I don't know. But for my Rezzers, Nicodemus. I don't mind Nicodemus at all, but I played Undead and Warhammer. Every time I play anything, I'm playing Summon Zombies and Skeletons. And I just gotta break away from it. You know, there's nothing wrong with him. I mean, I'm sure he's great, but I just got to get away from that one. So I'm going to go over some other Malifaux, like I said, masters. I don't really care for him. I'm not saying you don't play him, but just me. So I'm going to leave you at that. Don't forget the contest. You want to send me any thoughts or reactions, send them to SeanHammer at the number 9@yahoo.com. And until next time, remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.